Hello and welcome to News 24 on air, a live audio service. I'm Ihlala Ntsabo. The Frederiksberg Magistrates Court in the Western Cape has ruled that the accused in the case of missing 6-year-old Jocelyn Smith will remain behind bars until investigations are concluded.
So, I'm not an e and an
The accused include Jocelyn's mother, Kelly, Kelly's partner, Jacques Onopoulos, and two other accomplices, Stevino van Rijn and Laurentia Lombard. Charged with kidnapping and human trafficking, all of the accused have opted to not apply for bail. Smith went missing in February this year in Saldanha Bay while playing outside with her friends in broad daylight. 3 months later, police are still looking for leads on her whereabouts. Family and community members rallied outside the Frederiksberg Court ahead of proceedings. For more on this, we are now joined on the line by Lisa Lee Solomons, News 24 Cape Town Metro reporter who attended proceedings earlier. Lisa Lee, thank you so much for joining us. So the state has argued that the accused will remain behind bars while it completes its investigations. How far are they with that?
Hi, Ms. Lally. So what we understand is that the state is saying that the investigations are still currently ongoing and that they are currently now in possession of cell phone data of the accused, as well as they are analyzing all data that they have received from the police.
Right.
So for now, the accused are all now behind bars. They will remain behind bars, as you said, until the next court appearance, which will be on the 15th of July.
All right. Lisa Lee, just describe to us the mood in the courtroom today, because it also seems like from the videos we've seen, even on news24.com, that it appears that even Jocelyn's mother appeared to be calm and in some instances where she was smiling at the cameras.
Yeah, so the mood was very, it wasn't tense at all. Everything seemed to be, you know, perfectly fine. The, I mean, all of them had, they weren't, you know, upset or angry or anything. Kelly did at one stage also, you know, smile quite a lot to the media and even, you know, engaged with the media as she was about to leave the dock where, where they were all standing in. They also looked very well put together. If you can look by the videos as well, they have their hair done. And yeah, they just looked very, very looked after in prison. So that was also quite.
Right. Lisa Lee, are you still there?
I think by the prison.
All right.
Yes, please.
Okay. But yet in the, you know, there's an emotional contrast outside of court where we saw, you know, some family members and community members of Saldanha Bay, you know, holding placards and posters with Jocelyn's name and face on them. You know, some are even chanting, you know, Jocelyn, our child. How is the family feeling? And also perhaps, you know, let's tie it into how the community as well is feeling about the progress of court proceedings so far.
Okay. So Jocelyn's biological father was at the court proceedings today. He wasn't inside court, but he was outside of court appearance. He did not want to speak to the media, but he was really, really sad. And, you know, his emotions on his face indicate that he's not happy at the moment. Well, I don't think any parent would be happy if your child is missing. Yeah, so he was filled with a lot of emotions and wasn't in a position to speak to the media. But there was quite a lot of residents that have come out. The Saldanha Bay residents, Dyersville residents have also come out in their numbers to support the family and to question and to find out exactly where Jocelyn is, because most of them are saying that they want Jocelyn to be found. I mean, that's the ultimate case. Even the NPA was like the first prize that year is to find the child. Most of them also had placards. I'm talking about the residents now that came out in the numbers. They had placards that says no bail must be granted. You know, Kelly must speak. And those four that has been arrested are the four that have the answers to where the child is.
Right.
So there's a lot of mixed emotions coming from the residents, and a lot of them are just chanting and saying that, you know, this is unacceptable. It cannot be held as normal for a child to just disappear, because Jocelyn is missing now for more than 70 days.
Yes.
Ms. Lally. And, you know, that is obviously alarming to especially such a small community as Saldanha Bay.
100%.
I mean, it's all, especially not Saldanha Bay itself, but Middelpoort itself, it's a small community. And those, I mean, everybody seems to know everybody in the area. And, you know, for the child to have just disappeared, it's unimaginable.
Right. And I mean, you know, adding to the fear as well, one is also, as I'm sure they're also very hopeful that, you know, the missing 6-year-old is found alive.
Absolutely, that is what a lot of them are still feeling, is that she is somewhere. She just needs to be found, Where she is, we have absolutely no idea.
Right.
The police are also saying that they are still continuing the investigation. They have not ruled out the possibility that more arrests can be made, as well as the NPA, the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson, Eric, said that there is a possibility the state might even add more charges to this case as the investigation unfolds.
Right, right. Lisa Lee Solomons, as you mentioned, court proceedings now will resume on the 15th of July. Thanks for joining us, Lisa Lee Solomons, News 24's Cape Town Metro reporter. And to find the full story, you can visit news24.com. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Mihlalini Sabo.